Happy Santa Anita Derby Day, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Today at Santa Anita. I am Eddie the Hat, and in just a moment, we're going to be going over the card for Saturday, April 6th, 2024, Santa Anita Derby Day. First post will be an early 12 noon, 12 races. Hold on to your hats, folks, because it is a fantastic card. Lots of competitive races, full fields, and it is going to be a good day of racing out at the Great Race Place. First, let you get caught up with the jockey and trainer standings as they are. Juan Hernandez leads the way with 50 wins from 223 mounts at 22%. Antonio Frasu, 42 winners, 235 mounts at 18%. Flavian Pratt, 42 wins, 160 mounts at 26%. Frankie D'Ettore, 28 winners, 151 mounts at 19%. And then Hector Barrios, 24 winners, 116 mounts at 21%. Trainer standings, Doug O'Neill leads the way with 29 winners, 145 starters at 20%. Mark Glatton, second, 25 winners, 94 starters at 27%. Phil D'Amato, 24 winners, 140 starters at 17%. Bob Baffert, with 23 winners, 80 starters at 29%. And then Steve Knapp, 20 wins, 105 starters at 19%. We had two claims on the Friday card. The first one comes in the second race. Soul of Midnight was taken by Gary Studi. And then we turn to the seventh race. And the seventh race, we had Time to Party, claimed by Kelly Bainham. So those are the two claims on Friday. Now keep in mind, due to our deadline this evening, we don't have the claims, if there were any, for the ninth race. So if there were, we'll bring those up to you on our Sunday podcast on Saturday evening. All right, let's get to the card today. What a card this is. We've got two carryovers, a super high five carryover and a pick six carryover. We'll get to those in just a second. Well, let's start it off in the first race for the super high five, because that's when that carryover is going to be played out. The carryover is $19,403.54, and the first race is a dandy. Six furlongs on the turf, a maiden special weight event for cowbred or California sired maidens. Fillies, 3 years old. We gave this a solid B-plus race. And your morning line favorite is the 8-horse Stop Digging at 7-2. And got several first-time starters in here to add spice to the lineup. Radar Love for Neil Drysdale. Anza Sky for Alfredo Marquez. Dancing with Maxine. Clifford Seiss, Tiny Prancer, Juan Landeros, Fascinator for Ed Mulger, and Stakemaker for Edward Freeman. So this is a solid first race. Good luck in the opener. Nice 14 horses going to be lined up. When all said and done, 12 will go. But good luck handicapping the first race. Now, I want to remind everybody that all of our podcasts are brought to you by horseracing-selections.com, free of charge. We kind of give you a little bit, well, we hope that we do, give you a little bit of a boost to the race card. And if you want our paid selections, well, they will be available later this evening on Friday night. And you can visit our website at horseracing-selections.com to get signed up for those. We continue to the second race, six furlongs, another maiden special weight event. We gave this a B-plus rating, and this is for three-year-olds. Our podcast play of the day comes in here, and that is the four-horse Ball Don't Lie for Mark Glatt and Frankie D'Ettore. This is a horse that debuted with a lot of promise back in March, earlier last month, March 9th. Wasn't all that supported at the window, 14-1, almost 15-1, hard to load. Just looked like this son of Blame needed the race. He ran quite admirably, despite the fact that he was wide and had some problems at the start. So We're going to give him the benefit of the doubt. We look for him to improve with a race under his belt, and we like the looks of the four horse Ball Don't Lie in tomorrow's second race at Santa Anita. And that's your free podcast play of the day, brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. The third race, six furlongs on the turf. This is an allowance optional claiming event for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. The claiming price is 50 if they are entered for that. We have Queen Molotov, who is in for that $50,000 tag. She's Got Away, also in for 50. Alternate Rock, in for 50. And those are the three horses that are eligible to be claimed here in the third race. We gave this a B rating. And also our best bet of the day comes here in the third race. And again, if you'd like in on that, visit our website at horseracing-selections.com. The Evening Jewel, a six-pack, six and a half furlongs, and it's a $125,000 event. Golden State Series eligible cowbred or cow-sired fillies, 3 years old. And we gave this a solid B-plus rating here in the fourth race. And your morning line favorite in here is the number two horse, Merindia, at 8-5 under Mike Smith. Tough race, too. It's a six-pack, but it's a competitive one. So good luck. Then you've got to add a little bit of spice to the lineup here. You've got the Invader Grease Missile coming in from Arizona off of a nice win. Going for her fourth straight win. The daughter of Clubhouse Ride looks like she's well spotted. And she's got a couple of drills over the Santa Anita track, too. So very interesting horse at 3-1 under Giovanni Frankel. Turn to the fifth race. This is a maiden special weight event, a mile on the turf for fillies, 3 years old. We gave this a B-plus race, and this is another very, very tough competitive race. 11 horses are lining up here. You know, this is what we need in California with the horse shortage. We need days like this to kind of give the handicappers and the players a little bit of a break from these 380 and 420 winners. And this is a perfect example of a race that most likely will provide a price. Now you've got the 5-2 morning line favorite in here, Lottery, on the number six horse under Antonio Frasu. But anybody else here in this lineup, any one of these fillies could give a good account of himself, and you're going to get a nice price in the fifth. So keep that in mind. The Santa Anita Oaks comes here in the sixth race. This is a mile and a 16th. On the dirt. It's a grade 2, $300,000 event for three-year-old fillies, and your free handicapping seminar is going to come here in the Santa Anita Oaks. Yeah, it's a short field of five horses, but I'll tell you what, there are two fillies in here that we're going to talk about in length, and I think we got a pretty good radar fix on the winner here, so let's get that going. Nothing Like You breaks from the rail under Frankie D'Attori at 6-1. Kinza, the 4-5 morning line favorite under Juan Hernandez. Copian, Mike Smith at 9-5. Ima, or If You Ain't First, You're Last at 50-1 with Tyler Bays. And Corposo, 4-1, Diego Herrera. Okay, Nothing Like You is Bob Baffert's other horse. He sends out the 4-5 morning line favorite here. This horse did look good winning the Starlet at Los Alamitos, came back in the Los Virgenes and ran against the two top fillies in here, and just really couldn't get the job done. Nothing to say that she's going to be able to break through here. She's been working good in the afternoon, but I think she's been working good in the morning, I should say, but I think she's probably a cut below the best and just probably in here for purse money. That's Nothing Like You. Kinza, we're going to try to beat her. She's undefeated. She's 3-3 at Santa Anita, and she's looked very solid in every one of her starts. Juan Hernandez returns the ride for Bob Baffert. She's got declining numbers on paper, which we don't particularly care for. Let's face it, these horses are not machines, folks. You can't just wind them up and put them on the track and have them win. She obviously deserves to be the morning line favorite here. She's going to offer zero value, 4-5 in the morning line. Look for her to be heavily bet. We're going to try to beat her with Copian, the horse drawn to her outside with Mike Smith. Just the opposite. This is a filly that is on the improve. She got beat last time by Kinza. Why do we think that she's going to be able to turn the tables on her here? Well, because she's on the improve, and Richard Mandela employs Mike Smith to ride here for Pratt, who will be out of town tomorrow. And we just think that the filly is on the improve and is quite capable of turning the tables and beating the heavy favorite here. So we're going to use Copian as our top play here. If you ain't first or last, another situation here. She's in here for purse money only. Hopefully to, you know, hit the board, maybe get some black type. And Corposo is our third horse here. Peter Urton, another horse that's on the improve. Look good breaking her maiden. She's going to have to step way up big time to compete with the top two fillies in here. So how do we see the sixth race? We used Copian on top of Kinza, and Corposo rounds out our top three. And that's your free handicapping seminar in the Santa Anita Oaks, brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. All right, things get interesting in the seventh. The pick six carryover comes into play. The carryover amount, $48,180.71. This is an allowance optional claiming event, a mile on the turf for fillies and mares 4 years old and up. We gave this a solid B rating. And folks, this is a wide open scramble here to kick off the pick six. 12 horse field, evenly matched. Good luck in the seventh. And we turn to the eighth. This is an allowance optional claiming event for cowbred or cow-sired 4-year-olds and upward, in for a tag of 20. We gave this a C rating, and another tough race here. You've got your morning line favorite here, Big Bet Jeffin Safa, at 3-1 under Umberto Rispoli. And this, this 5-year-old son of Mr. Big is coming off of a layoff. So good luck to the connections there. So the eighth race is certainly very interesting. Things they don't let up here in the ninth race. This is 6.5 down the hill. This is the Monrovia, a grade 3, $100,000 event for 4-year-olds and upward. We gave this a B-plus race, and this is another wide-open race. I'll tell you, folks, do your homework tonight if you're going to be playing the pick six, because it's going to be a tough sequence to hit. And if you need some help, if you want us to augment what you're going to do or maybe what you've already done, visit our website at horseracing-selections.com, and we'll get you taken care of. The ninth race, again, wide open. All eyes will be on A.G. Bullet, your 9-5 morning line favorite under Umberto Rispoli. The Santa Anita Derby, A-rated race, a mile and an eighth on the dirt. This is a grade 1, $750,000 for 3-year-olds. Well, one of these horses, maybe the winner, will be going to the Kentucky Derby. Well, if it's not in the Baffert barn, it will be. And Bob Baffert sends out two here, your 8-5 morning line favorite, Imagination, and also Windstock with Juan Hernandez. So this is another really, really strong, nice race here. Topolo, Umberto Rispoli is a nice price at 5-1. I think maybe 4 or 5 horses out of the 8 could win this race. So it's going to be a very interesting one we're certainly looking forward to running on Saturday. We turn to the 11th race. This is a mile on the turf, an allowance optional claiming event for 4-year-olds and upward. We gave this a B-plus rating. And another very tough, wide-open race here. Your morning line favorite is the 7, Man Among Men, at a lukewarm 3-1. So good luck in this race as well. And finally, we wrap up things in the 12th, the Echo Eddie, $125,000 race for Golden State eligible or cowbred sired 3-year-olds, 6.5 on the dirt. We gave this a B-plus race. One of our stronger plays here comes in the 12th race. So again, folks, don't fall asleep. Visit our website at horseracing-selections.com. Get signed up, and let's cash some tickets tomorrow, Saturday, Santa Anita Derby Day. Have a great rest of your Saturday, folks. We'll be talking to you again on Sunday. Cash those tickets. Good luck, and we'll be talking to you again soon.